Personnel Action Plan of the Board on August 16th, 2017. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. Please stand for the public pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers is a general account of $49,755, $49,776, to $49,808.
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All abstain. Approval of the minutes of the August 2nd, 2017 regular town board meeting.
So moved as read.
I'll second those as Mr. Hanson wasn't here.
Yeah.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
This month we received a roughly $14,000 recycling grant from the state. And our transfer station has been anywhere between $2,000 and $3,000 every week. So that's doing well. And that's pretty much about it for mid-month. In the regular account, we have $842,022.37. And in the ambulance account, we have $447,858.56.
Motion for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Number nine, public comment on agenda items. We'll move on to number 10. Discussion and approval of opening the road bids for crack sealing and road construction. At this time, I'd like to excuse myself from the meeting as my employer is one of the bidders. Mr. Meyer, if you would.
Yep. Okay. Let's go ahead.
Crack seals first. I have two bids here.
Do I know which is which?
Yep, I do. We got a crack seal bid from Farner and a crack seal bid from Pitlick and Ware. If you have any questions, Pete was the one working on that, and he's here.
And you put the proposal together, correct, Pete?
Yep.
Just going to take me in here and kind of go through this.
There's just a bunch of things.
Yep. So, this is from Farner. This is root out new crack, 1-inch by 1-inch, blowout clean cracks with compressed air and heat lamps. Seal cracks with a rubberized asphalt crack sealant. This material exceeds federal spec ASTM D669 drill type 2 over band all old cracks. Fill and level cupped cracks with DCI flex patch with plumber, West Plumber. Too far gone and dried out. There is no quote for that then. Strawberry Point, 3,200 pound crack sealer at $1.48 is $4,736. You want to write these down? So there was no quote for the West Plumber. Strawberry Point was $4,736.
There's some flex patch on that too. There's some cracks on that road that were
Too deep and wide.
So to do this, I would have to combine these numbers.
Yep.
I get it now.
Yep.
Okay, so the Flex Flash is 1,664 pounds at $1.20, is 1,997. You add those two together, should be $6,733 would be the total for Strawberry Point. West Squaw, it says 775 pounds. That would be a total at $1.48. And that would be just the crack sealer, correct?
Yep.
At, that would be $1,147 for that project. So the, there's only two included here. So the total for those two would be $7,880. How much do we have? Now we can go through this one here.
So there's some difference over whether or not we're going to take that.
Okay, let's start out with Strawberry Point, which they did not have one, correct?
Which plumber they do have estimates on?
So we have two. This is for large deep cracks. Nasty deep crack repair, right?
It looks, Pete, like this optional bid is comparable probably to his bid. You know, it's referring to the deep cracks.
Right, and that was just on...
We help you?
I believe West Squaw.
You probably did, well, he could have done all three, he would have done West Palmer too, because...
These are identical, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, he just gave us two.
He just gave us two copies.
Okay, so Strawberry Point, there was nothing, this is what we have here. It's three, well, should I read what they're doing first? Route each crack at a minimum of 1 inch by 1 inch clean surface and crack joint of all debris using a minimum of 185 CFM air compressor. Heat lance each crack at a minimum of 2100 degrees Fahrenheit to ensure seal and adhesive. Seal each crack using CRAFCORS 221 Federal Specifications D6690 Type 2 Hot Pour Rubberized Crack Sealant. Okay, so we have Strawberry Point, which there was no quote, so we will exclude that from adding a total, which I don't know if that matters.
No, West Plumber had no quote.
On this one, oh yeah, okay, West Plumber. Pound bid, $634. That would be $1,050. Only the cracks that can be crack sealed, see option quote for alternative repairs, which then obviously wasn't one of the other one. What was the alternative?
This must be the optional bid here.
Yes, I got it.
And the optionals for the cracks that were wider or spider web?
And that would be 3,340 pounds. That is use of mastic one to repair deep wide and alligator cracks in lieu of crack sealant, which was not designed for this type of repair. So that would be, you
know. And that's on West Plumber.
Correct. So this is not actually, is this part of the quote, or is this some option that they've just created for us?
It's an option I asked for because there was two separate types of work to be done on it from the original.
But was Fahrenheit asked, was the other bidder?
Yes, yep.
Yep.
That would be $5,435. You do have a copy of that, Bob?
I do.
$5,435. Kind of amazes me because they never have pennies on here. It's like they must have found them.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike, what I'm asking is that above and beyond the 1,050, do you think?
I can.
Is it one or the other?
On this pivot bid, it would be one or the other, right, Pete? Would you?
It is an option quote for alternative repairs. So by them using alternative, that would mean that...
An additional, what you think?
I can just from the wording, I mean, I don't know, because the first one he stated to route the cracks that were routable and cracked, so that was it. And the second one, he's doing the ones that are too cupped and too far gone. So that would be, if you wanted to do both processes,
so it'd be a combined.
It would be a combined price, or you could choose one or the other.
So then we would add the 1,050 to the 5,435 if we were to do the job to what we were requesting, correct?
Just that plumber.
Strawberry Point, that would be a total, the total is $5,200. And West Squalid Road would be $2,720. So this is unusual, because usually when we do it as a total, correct? I mean, or do we do each individual road? Where are we at in comparison?
This is the total for variable job, excluding plumber. And then, I guess we would have this one, right?
Yeah.
And then this would be an option.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but it would just be these two, correct?
Oh, that's right, yeah, because we wouldn't have that one, so. Seven, nine, twenty. Because that's what you have to compare, just the two roads.
Can I see Farner, one area?
Do you want to look at these, Pete?
Yeah. So one thing I will say though is there is somewhat of a discrepancy on the amount. Because if you look at Strawberry Point, Pelican Wicked looking would be 3,137 pounds of crack sealer. And the printer is looking at 3,200. Again, 1,664 as opposed to 1,680.
I can see the printer. Second here, let me get a shot of it. The other one I've got. Yeah.
I don't have a copy of my own bid here. On Strawberry Point, I did flex patch also as part of it. So there should be two different poundages there. There should be crack sealer poundage and a flex patch poundage.
Correct.
So, and that total was only, is how much? Those total poundages?
For both of those?
Yeah.
That would be 4864.
Yeah, okay, so that's the poundage that I'm putting down on that road.
Is that the same as mastic?
It's our version of it, kind of. It's the one where mastic has a stone built into the rubber. We blow the stone in after we put it in.
Do you understand everything here, Bob?
No, not entirely. We're looking at two different processes here for the crack sealer, correct? The mastic is one, and the other process adds the stone after.
Yes, we flex patch. We put rubber down and then shoot it's a pre-coated stone into the rubber so we can put more stone in deeper cracks and feather it out on the sides. With the polymastic, the stone is built right into the rubber, so when you put the rubber in the kettle, the stone aggregate is already mixed in with that rubber, and so then it squeezes it out. It's to create a firmer, when you have bigger cup cracks and it's deeper, if it was all just rubber in the summertime, when it gets hot, that gets too soft and gets too squishy. So that stone gives it a little bit of texture to help support that rubber.
So that's for durability?
Correct.
Did you give them down that option with mastic also?
No, I did not put a mastic on.
Okay, so I think when I asked you, didn't I?
You may have.
Because I asked if you use mastic, and I thought you said you use both.
We do use both, yep.
Okay, because I thought I had asked for mastic.
Okay, all right, I misunderstood that then too, because we do the, I do mostly all the flex patch. We do both, we did mastic quite a while ago. We have since progressed. I use the poly, the flex patch more, because I've just had better luck with it and with the ability to be able to put more stone into the deeper cracks. I felt it's been a better product, but.
And to me, when I look at this, you're not bidding on plumber at all.
I am not, no. And so if you want to do all three roads, then I'm out of the equation, basically.
Yeah, I don't know how we've done it.
We haven't done work here for quite a while, and when I looked at West Plumber, and then I went back to Walk It, and there's just too much chance on there for some failure that I think there was, and I don't want one of my first jobs here to be have a road that falls apart. So I was a little leery on putting a price in on it.
If you were to use the other product that he had...
The polymastic?
Would it increase your...
Not by very much, but they're similar products.
I know you recommend that. I'm just going by, I talked to a couple of neighboring townships, and they recommended the mastic is what they've had and what they... It's holding up for them.
Sure.
That's why I.
Yep. Okay.
This is my first year of going through this process.
And I'll make it easy for you. Is this going in the paper?
Yeah. Whoa, watch what you say.
There's nothing out of line here.
No, I'm not. No, not out of line. I just don't need to.
Oh, well. She would edit that out.
Yeah. I'm, you know. If he asked me to do mastic and I didn't do it, I didn't follow specs. It's that simple.
Well, that's
it. And if you want to do all three roads, like I say, I didn't bid on that other one just because I felt it was too far gone. And so that puts me out also.
Go ahead.
I have a question. I've got a little background in facilities maintenance, retired maintenance supervisor. The question I have, it sounds better to go with more stone to fill in the bigger gaps. Otherwise, being a motorcycle rider, trust me, you don't want to be hitting those mushy spots on a sunny day because it feels like ice. But can you, if you're not going to do that one road, and it's cheaper, can you go a la carte? Would it be acceptable to go a la carte? Like one road, this costs this much, it's cheaper, but the other contractor will do this road cheaper. Is it an all or nothing package?
Yeah, it's pretty much an all or nothing package.
All or nothing? Sim,
the job overall is not that big that...
Right. Okay. I'm not familiar with how...
Sure, yeah. And we've got... I don't think either one of us would... I mean, I can't speak for Pitlicks, but...
We're looking at around $7,900.
Right. But if it's not an all or nothing, then the third road plumber, well, unfortunately, he's not bidding on it, so then he's got to be out of the bid.
Right. And you can hardly mobilize for one road.
I agree. It's not worth the time.
Here's the difference in pricing. We're at, what, $40? $40 difference between the two
roads.
Two roads. What do you do for the third road that no group that he doesn't
There's
work
only one person that bid on it, so
right.
If we want that project done.
I'm out of the question.
There's only right. one contractor that's going
yep.
to do it.
Can't you go through the bidding process of saying, okay, that one road they don't want to do with... Would somebody else be willing to do that third road or repair that third road?
I think what we're trying to say here is the total project, the two roads are like 79, and then the other project, which is a little more expensive,
right.
is what, 54, 35, plus the 1,050.
about another 60.
That's the biggest part of the project is the road.
The plumber road.
Correct.
Right, but he doesn't want to do the plumber road. So can you go, do you have to go out for bids again, say strictly just for plumber?
No, I've already been through this.
Okay.
Pretty much, and it's, because they were, I take it back, because they were done individually, yes, you could do it and go out for bids, but your bid would not come in at the same price.
No.
It would come in quite a bit higher.
Right.
And so as a consequence. And then that gives me unfair advantage because I already know his numbers.
We've already exposed the bid.
Right.
A sealed bid. So to read.
Do you need plumber road done?
Pretty bad.
That's the worst road we have.
So then if he's not going to do plumber, then he's out of the bidding process total because it's all or nothing package, so I'm getting back to.
Correct.
So unfortunately, he didn't bid it correctly to what the specifications were, so by default, he would be out of the bidding process.
And, right, and just to clarify, the reason I didn't, I had the option.
Right.
But when I looked at the road, I just.
I agree with you.
I just felt that it was, you know.
Not worth it.
Not worth, and not one that I wanted to do as one of my first jobs back.
So in my opinion, it would be unfortunately, because he, it's all or nothing, he did not want to bid that, he would be out of the bidding process.
Right.
Nothing against you personally.
No, I said that already, yes.
But I'm not 100% sure that we have to handle things as all or nothing.
Well, okay.
It's just because of the size of the jobs that I'm a little concerned about it. You know, I'm saying as people just want to come and do that one, but it does put a whole new spin on this, you know, I mean, getting, we have criteria that we're fulfilling as asking for quotes, and then to start piecemealing them, it does.
Oh, I agree with you totally.
So here.
I'm just saying it's got to be black and white because there was a bid package and he didn't want to bid that third. Well, obviously, then he's not in the bidding run.
I would say as the elected official here, if it was more than $40, we'd probably be having a lot more conversation here today. I'm going to let Bob speak for a little bit if he's got some questions here because it's between him and I right now. So I'm more interested in what he's thinking and would like some input.
Well, I understand that Pitlick and Wick made their optional bid on Plumber Lake Road with the underlying assumption that they would be doing everything here. And I think that it makes sense that if we were to do that a la carte, as you say, it would cost more because they'd have to bring out equipment specifically for that one job. It wouldn't be equipment that was already here for the other job.
Right. And not to talk myself out of work, but they've already got their numbers on. It would be unfair.
Correct.
For me to come back and say, oh, yeah, I can do it for $2 less.
I think that would probably get this board in a little bit of trouble. No, I think I would stop it before the suggestion finished the floor here.
I do have one question. How many companies in this area can meet those specs? Are there a lot of contractors in this area?
You have Musson?
No.
They don't do paving?
They don't do crack sealing.
How about Mathey?
No, we are Mathey.
Okay.
No. You're bidding late in the season too.
I'm just curious as to why we only have two bids.
Late in the season.
That
is part of it.
Is committed.
Yep.
But I think the most we've ever had is three.
Yeah, and
Angelo and Lupino, do they do it?
Mm-hmm. No, we've had, there's been some guys from Princeton and a guy from, I can't think of it, I can see it right there, Medford, that bids on this once in a while. I actually was at one bid down by Rhineland where we had five. We had a guy from, there was myself and Pitlick. There was a guy from Green Bay, guy from Princeton, guy from Medford, and one other person that I can't remember that bid on it.
You're saying paving contractors come from a long way off.
So crack sealing contracts, yes. There's, you know, most of the people in crack sealing aren't pavers also.
Yeah. I'm talking apples and oranges. Um, looks like we're short on options here. We got one set of bids that addresses doing everything, and there's not, not a large monetary discrepancy.
I just needs, I need to educate some people more too, so.
This is an education for me. I've never dealt with these issues before.
Yep, no, and,
Totally at sea here. You're acting chair at the moment. What do you want to do?
I'm waiting for you to make a motion.
Well, I think the only option we have here is move to approve the Pidlick and Wick bid. We don't have another viable option.
So that is a form of a motion?
It is.
I'll second that. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion's carried.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Marty says we're going to get you in here.
That's all right. It's...
You don't need copies of any of this stuff?
Got it. Disrespect.
I brought that up.
I thought it was Mr. Goff. No.
Number 12, discussion, no, number 11, discussion approval opening bids for roads reconstruction.
I only received one bid from Pidlick and Wick.
It was not a road I wanted to do. I'm just not, no, it was on their own. No, taken. Thanks. We'll be in touch. Thank you.
Thanks. This is for East Squaw Lake and North Squaw Lake.
Okay. So these are for East Squaw Lake Road from Highway 70 to would be the town line. That's 1.45 miles for a total of $190,853.75. They did have a rounding error. That wasn't just zero this time. And then we have North Squaw Lake Road from East Squaw Lake Road to end, which is 0.39 miles, is $59,305. So that would be, for the two projects, would be a total of, and we only have so much in that budget, so
yeah.
We're going to
use. So we just used 15,000 for the crack.
So where are we at with the budget? Do we have that number?
200,000 is our full suite of construction.
So where are we on here? So here's where we're at. We definitely will not be able to do all of the projects with the amount that we have in the road budget. We have $200,000 to spend in that line item. If we were to take the East Squaw Lake Road and the redoing the plumber and then just doing Strawberry.
Crack ceiling.
Yeah, the crack ceiling. And then we'd end up at $204,853. So that's almost $5,000 of what we have. If If we were to go the other way, that'd be $59,305. So that would be a total of $73,725. Pete, I think it's really important to do the crack sealing to save these roads from going any further. That's really a priority here, and we've already accepted those bids. Now, I know East Squaw Lake and North Squaw Lake are kind of interconnected, right? I mean, they're...
North Squaw comes off of East Squaw.
Correct, it's a spur off of that. So we're looking at a $5,000 overrun.
You have to do the big project.
Just to do the big project with the crack sealing and seal coating. Do we have, in order for us to exceed the budget, do we need a special meeting for that? Transfer funds?
Yeah, I can do that. We can do that at the next meeting.
Because I mean, we're looking at, you know...
It's just adjusting a budget line.
To do the larger project.
I just need to approve it from the board to adjust that budget line. Almost positive as it works.
Guess I'm going to be rattling the cage again. Does it, we only got one bid for that?
Yes.
And does it meet the specifications?
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Because money is money, but specifications might not be, and I don't know if you reviewed this, if it met specifications or not. Sometimes when you get a contract, the money looks, you're just looking at the money, but...
Yeah, it says furnace hollow place, 4 inches crust aggregate base course, 24 inches wide. Strip shoulders of grass, another unsuitable material. Pulverize existing roadway full width of, and final grade shaped water and compact roadway prior to paving, 24 feet wide. Furnace hollow place and compact type B, 1.0 asphalt, 2 1/4 inches compacted average, 20 feet wide. Saw cut asphalt joints per spec. Furnace place and compact crushed aggregate base, coarse shoulders, 2 inches per side. Construct unpaved private entrances according to specs. Construct paved entrances according to specs.
Is that an overlay project, or they're going to chew up existing?
They're going to grind it up.
Okay.
Put it back down. Go ahead, sir.
What's the timing? Did they require, was there a timeframe that they had to do this in? And are they agreeing to do it?
Yeah, it'll be done this year yet.
Next year?
No, this year.
This year.
This fall yet. See, we'll expend the budget allocated for the projects this year. I think last year, we didn't quite spend everything.
No, I think we were about 10 under.
So we rolled that money over, but we did not put it back into that line.
No, it can't go back into that line. So all we have to do, I'm almost positive, is just at the next board meeting, I would just ask to align that budget figure for road construction, some other line item. Not that we would increase the budget, it's just rolling it over from a different line item.
Correct. Go ahead, Tom.
I think I understand where we're at here, and I would hope that we take it to the next meeting and see if we can come up with the money.
Okay. I guess kind of how we do it is we would pick the one right now, and it would be contingent upon us being able to allocate the funding.
We only have one bid, so it's not hard.
Yeah, but we must make a motion to accept that with the exception of that.
And if we can't come to a consensus to transfer the money, then...
From a different line item.
We'll have to revisit the...
All right, I would move that we approve the bid.
Ken, that would be for the $190,853, and that is for the East Squaw Lake roll-up. So we will not be doing the north at this time. Any more discussion here?
Nothing further.
I'll second the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. So this motion passed.
Yeah, Matt, come in.
Yeah, yeah.
Matt, no.
Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Gulkey, I'll hand it back over to you.
All right.
Can I tell you what happened through the bidding process? I just wanted.
I'll find out later.
Well, I know, but I need.
I'll read the newspaper.
I need a question answered. We had to go over $5,000 in the budget.
Okay.
Is my process to ask the town board at the next town board meeting to move a budget item to increase that?
Yep.
Because it's going to be about $205 and we only have $200.
Then we'll shift that over and we can put that on.
That's the process, correct? Thank you.
Item number 12, discussion approval bartender's license for Crystal Lynn Bouchon.
Do we have any issues there?
None.
No. I'll make a motion for approval. I'll second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the bartender's license. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Need a motion to adjourn at 1:26, or 1:36. Motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.